Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Tes in Maseches Tainis. It is a 696th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up with the Agadita five lines from the bottom that's going to talk about the significance of rain from the perspective of Ruchnias, as well as in Gashmias. On Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara will begin to talk about Parnasa, the Parnasa of Klal Yisrael, the way Klal Yisrael earned its living in the past, even in terms of the Midbar and the Be'er Miriam, that will be discussed on Amud Aleph. It will also then segue into the Ptira of Aaron HaKohen and other things that took place in Sefer Bamidbar and calculations of the deaths of Aaron and Miriam. Going on to Tes Amud Beis, Agadita will continue talking about the Malos, the special characteristics of Talmidei Chachamim, and ultimately go back to Matar, and particularly the Atlantic Ocean. There'll be a lot of fantastic mamorim of the Me'ukunus, many assume refers to the Atlantic Ocean, and the process of rain and clouds, and the interaction of the two, as described in Bereshis, that there was a cloud that came up from the earth, and the meaning of that, according to Chazal. So let's please Hashem pick up Ches on the base. Five lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Godol Yom Hagshem Ki Yom Kibbutz Golios. In the spirit that we had learned on a couple of previous davenim, on Zayin Amar Aleph, the significance of a day of when it rains, we had, for example, on Zayin Amar Aleph, Rav Yehuda saying that the Yom Hagshem is great as Ki Yom Shnitna Batorah. So here Rabbi Yochanan says that the day of rain is as great as the Kibbutz Golios, when Klal Yisrael is joined together here in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, as the pasuk that we sing in Shir HaMaleh says, Shuvah Hashem Eshevisenu Kafikim Banegev, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu return those who are lost like the brooks in the south. Rashi explains the brooks and the rivers that go through the south that are dry. Ve'ein Afikim Elamater. These brooks, of course, are rainwater. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Vayiru Afikeyam, Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Godol Yom Gishamim, Rabbi Yochanan continues to be long Saban Meches, Amabesh, Afilu Gaisos, Poskospo. Gaisos are groups of soldiers, that groups of soldiers stop warring due to it. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Tilomel Rave Nachas Gidudeha. Literally, the Pasuk means when there is an abundance of water, so then its furrows are settled, the ground is settled. But Chazal here are darshaning, Nachas Gidudeh are battalions, that the battalions rest. Vamar Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan taught, Eina Gisham Netzarim El Beshvil Poske Tzedaka Berabim. Water, rain, is stopped when there are people who promise to give tzedakah, Ve'ein Nostin, and in the end they don't give. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Nesiim V'ruach V'geshem Oyin Ish Mishalel B'matas Shoker. There is no rain because there are people who approach falsely, Pasuk in Mishlei, and in other words, they suggest that they're going to give tzedakah, and they don't. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also taught Ma'idich Siv, going on to Tes Amid Aleph, Aser Ta'aser, a famous drasha of Chazal, Aser Ta'aser, in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, you shall give a tenth. Why the double expression? Aser b'shvil shetis asher. Give a tenth of your money to tzedakah in order to become wealthy. Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan liyinuka d'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan found the yinuk of Reish Lakish, the child of Reish Lakish. Amale, emali psukecha. Teach me something that you had discussed in school. This is something, that phenomenon that is quite common in Chazal, that the Amoraim used to find a child and ask what they were learning in school. Amarle, he said to him, Aser Taser. You shall give a tenth. Amarle, my Aser Taser. Why does it say Aser Taser in the double Lashon? What's the meaning of the double Lashon? Amarle, Aser. So the child said back to him, Mishvil Shetis Asher. Amarle, Rabbi Yochanan challenged him. It's fascinating. The boundaries that Rabbi Yochanan crossed to challenge the child, as you'll see in a moment. He said, almost as if, do you really believe that? Zilna si, go and test, see if it's true. Amalei, the child said back to him, Umi shari l'nsui l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rish Lakish's kid is okay. He says, is it permissible to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Vaksiv, we learn in Devarim Vav, Lo yisenasu es Hashem, you're not allowed to test Hashem. In fact, we're going to have a fascinating exception, which has important halachos. Says Rabbi Yochan, Hachi Yomer Rabbi Oshia, this is how Rabbi Oshia explained. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Heviu eskol ha-maser al beis ha-otze v'hi teref b'veisi. Pasuk in Malachi says, bring in the maser, uv'chanuni gam b'zois, and you will ingratiate me with this. But also, the Lashon Chanuni could also be a test. The Pasuk in Malachi is explicit. Bring the maser into the beis ha-otze, and you could test me. Uvechanuni na bezos, Amar Shem Tzevakos. Im lo eftach lechem. Test me that I won't open up for you, as Aruvas Hashemayim, the depths of the heavens, Varikosam lechem bracha ad beli dai. That I will shower you with bracha on that's overfilling. How do Chazal understand ad beli dai, overfilling? My ad beli dai, Amar Abraham Amarav. That your lips will become worn out saying enough. In other words, we have this, we have so much, we don't even need all this. And that's the reward of giving Meiser. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish's son. Amarle, the child says back, Iavis Mati Hasam Lahai Psuka, Lohavis Rechin Lachah. If I had gotten to that pasuk, says the child, then I wouldn't have even needed you to teach me this. Ulo Hoshea Rabcha, and neither your Rebbe Hoshea. In other words, I wouldn't have even needed a Rebbe. I would have, if I had known the pasuk in Malachi, then it would have been obvious what is the meaning of aser taser. That's aser b'shvil shetisasher, as clearly demonstrated in the pasuk of Malachi. The Gemara continues. Again, Rabbi Yochanan found the son of Reish Lakish. The Yosef Omar, he was quoting the pasuk in Mishlei, that when someone sins as a fool, so then in such a case, he's going to bring on himself injury. And then he blames Hashem, then he questions Hashem. That's a mistake to question Hashem. It's because he himself had gone on the wrong direction. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan began to analyze this pasuk. And he wondered. Omar, he said, is there anything that's written in a pasuk in Nevi'im and Ksuvim that's not referred to in the Torah? Amalei ataha milo remizi. The Yelet says, I have a remez for it. Vaksiv, the pasuk says in Bereishis Mem Beis, Vayetze libam vayechudu ish alachiv lomar, mazos asalikim lanu. When the Shvatim were caught with the money returned to them, and they had not attributed to their averus of selling Yosef, and instead they questioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, mazos asalikim lanu. This says the child to Rabbi Yochanan is the source for that pasuk in Mishlei of Iveles Adam. Dalene, Rabbi Yochanan lifted up his eyes, v'chazibe, and he looked at him. In other words, he wanted to really gaze at this child, considering the brilliant source that he had given him. Rashi tells us that the Gemara in Bavakama tells us in the Masechta that Rabbi Yochanan's eyelids drooped over his eyes. He lifted up his eyelids to take a look at this special child. Asya Eime Apikte, his mother, the child's mother, which was Reish Lakish's wife, which we know Rabbi Yochanan had married off his sister, as the Gemara in Bava Metzia describes, to Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan's sister picked up the child, Apikte, and took him away. Amrele, she said to him, Duloli Avid Lach, Kida Avid Lavicha. I don't want you to do to the child what you did to your father by looking at him, as described above Metzia, Pei Dalit Amin Aleph. So Reish Lakish's wife, we'll see in a moment, Reish Lakish, who is no longer alive, says to the child, I don't want you to go through what your father had did. There in the Gemara in Bava Metzia that describes Rabbi Yochanan marrying Reish Lakish off to his sister. Reish Lakish was once a gangster. Fascinating, fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan was once frustrated with Reish Lakish because Rabbi Yochanan perceived Reish Lakish as saying something negative about him, and he looked at him, and it killed him. So Reish Lakish's wife, Rabbi Yochanan's sister, wants to assure that the same thing is not going to happen when Rabbi Yochanan looks at the child. The Gemara continues with another teaching of Rabbi Yochanan. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, matur b'shvil yachid parnasa b'shvil rabim. For an individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down rain. However, parnasa, when it comes to sustenance outside of rain, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only brings down for the public. The pasuk in Shemot says, Hinni mamtir lechem lechem min hashamayim. I'm going to bring down for you, plural, bread from the heaven. Period. Meisiv Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer. Shlosha parnasim tovim omdu li Yisrael. There were three great providers for Klal Yisrael. Elohim, Meshav, Aaron, and Miriam. The Gimel Matanas Tnuva Tovas Nitnu al Yadam. And there were three special gifts that were given through them. Ve'eluhain, these are the three. Be'er, the Be'er Miriam. Ve'anan, the Anani HaKavod, Uman. Be'er, Bizchus Miriam. Amud Anan, the clouds that went in front of Klal Yisrael to guide them and to pave the way for them in the Midbar, Bizchus Aaron. Mom, Bizchus Moshe. Mesa Miriam. Nistale Kaber. When Miriam died, then the bear disappeared. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Chof, Vatamasha Miriam, Uksiv Basrei, Veloha Yemaim Leida. And then it says afterwards that there wasn't water for the people. V'chazra b'schus shneim. And then it came back, the Be'er came back, in the merit of Moshe and Aaron. Rashi gives us the Makar for that. Meis Aaron, when Aaron passed away, Nistalik Anani Kavod, that's when the Anani Kavod disappeared. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, in the next Perek in Bamidbar, in Perek of Alf, Vayishma Aknani Melech Arad, Ma Shmua Shama, what news did Melech Arad hear? Rashi brings this down. Shama Shemeis Aaron, they heard that Aaron died, Vistalku Anani HaKavod, and then the Anave HaKavod had left, Ukasavar, and they thought, Nitna Lo, they thought they now had the power to defeat Klal Yisrael. The entire assembly saw that Aaron had died. What did they see? There was something that they were able to see that Aaron had died, and that is Anani HaKavod had disappeared. They were afraid. As Reish Lakish darshins, the word ki has four purposes. This appears in a few places in Shas, that the word ki is used in four different ways. E could be, it could be a condition. E mean like as if. Dilma as a possibility. Ela only. Daha. Or as it is. So the word ki can mean many different things. They were afraid due to the fact that the Anani HaKavod had disappeared with the death of Aaron. Chazru Shneihem b'schus Moshe. And both the well and the Anani HaKavod returned b'schus Moshe. Meis Moshe, but when Moshe died, Nistali Kulam. Then all left. Shenema, as the Pasuk in Zechariah describes, V'achid eshleishes haroim b'yerach echad. That there were three shepherds that are mentioned, Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe, that existed at one time, and we analyze the pasuk. V'chi b'yerach echad mesu, did they really die at one time? What does it mean that there were three shepherds that Chazal understand they're referring to Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, that they died at one time? Ask the Mar, v'chi b'yerach echad mesu, v'alo Miriam b'esam b'nisan. Miriam died in Nisan, v'aron ba'av, u'moshe ba'adar. Ela melamech, v'nispatu gimu matanos tovah shenasnu al yodon. There were three things that were removed. V'nistaklu kulam b'yerach echad. They all disappeared with the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Period. Alma, what we see from all of the above beautiful agadita, ashkechan parnasa b'shvil yachid, that parnasa could come about due to one individual. Moshe was mefarnes klal Yisrael through the be'er, b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu, after b'schus Aaron. So we see it comes through a yachid. Answers the Gemara, shani Moshe kim to the rabim hu boi, kirabim dami. Since Moshe Rabbeinu, is different. Since Moshe Rabbeinu lived his entire life for the public, and he asked for the rabbim, in other words, he represented the rabbim, so then his zechuyos are zechuyos that are even considered the zechus of the rabbim. The Gemara continues 3 lines from the bottom on Daf Tesa Manal. Rav Huna bar Menoch, Rav Shmuel bar Idi, Rav Chia Mivustinya Avashicha Kamei de Rava. These three Amoraim were by Rava. Kinach Nafshe de Rava, when Rava passed away, Asul Kamei de Rav Papa. They went to learn by Rav Papa because they no longer had Rava to learn from. Kol Emas Damelo Amelu Shmaitzev Lo Mistabeluhu. Anytime Rav Papa said something that didn't seem correct to them, Havimir Mizi Adodi. They would begin to make signs to each other. In other words, that Rava would not have said this. Cholish Daite. What happened was that Rav Papa became disenchanted. Cholish Daite. He became weak. Very fascinating. As a Rebbe, I could very much relate to this phenomenon of Cholish Daite. When you feel that the Talmidim are not with you, then that creates a tremendous amount of Chalishus Hadas. And that was what Rav Papa experienced. Akriye Bechalme, a pasuk was revealed to Rav Papa in his dream. Va'achid Eshleshes Haram. This pasuk that we met before, that the dream was telling him to be firm on them, to make them scared, to strike fear inside of them, because they weren't treating Rav Papa with the appropriate kavod. L'machar k'avim iftarim ineh, the next day, when the shir was over, Amar Luhu, so then Rav Papa said in Hakpada, Lizlu Rabbanim Bishlema, you should go in peace. In other words, the way in which you generally speak to Mason. Another story that related to the kavod of Rav Papa, so you see, it seems like the dream, Mishamayim, was telling Rav Papa that it was appropriate to be makbid on the Talmidim. Rav Simi Barash, Yav Shchiach Kamed Rav Papa, Hav Makshalei Tuva. They asked a lot of good questions. Yoy Mechad Chazid Enaf Alapay. They saw Rav Papa during Nefilas Apayim, during Tachanun Shameh, and they heard the Amar Rachmana Litzlam Mikisufa Dishimi. He asked it to be saved from the embarrassments of Shimi. In other words, that Shimi is asking tough questions, and that's creating embarrassment. Kabbalah Shtikusa. So in the end, Rav Shimi decided not to badger Rav Papa with questions, because ultimately it had hurt him. Vesulay Akshile, and he no longer asked any more questions. The Afra Reish Lakish, the Gemara continues, Savar, and Reish Lakish also holds Matar Bishvil Yachid, that the rain is for the Yachid. Damar Reish Lakish, that's we're going back to what we had discussed in Amud Aleph, Minayin L'Matar Bishvil Yachid, how do we know that rain is for the individual? In other words, Hashem will send rain for the individual. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk in Zechariah again says, Shalom Hashem Matar Be'es Malkosh. Hashem, Ose Chazizim, I would maybe presume that the only time HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends rain is when everybody needs it. That the Pasuk emphasizes le'ish, even for one person. If you would say for a person, maybe only a person, if all of his fields need rain. The Pasuk says, Sada, even one field, if it needs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give. Maybe if the entire field needs, he gives. But if there's only one area, one patch, one tree, then it would be different. Tamalomer Esav, for one blade of grass. Kihod Rav Daniel Bar Ketina, Havle Ahi Genisa. Rav Daniel Bar Ketina had a garden. Kol Yom Ahave Ozel Esayer Le. Every day he would go and do a siur. Siur in modern Hebrew is a tour. He would check it out. Omar, he would say, Ha Mishra Boimaya. This row needs water. Va Mishra Lo Boimaya. Va Asr Mitva Vikamashke Kol Hecha Demiboy Le Maya. And the rain would come and fall on the areas that would need water. The Gemara continues, Agadata, about rain. Mai, what does the Pasuk mean? That we mentioned from Zechariah and Perek Yud. We're going back to that Pasuk, Hashem Oise. Chazizim, what is this lashon of Hashem makes chazizim? Amar Reb Yosi Reb Chanina, Melamed shekol tzadik v'tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa lo chaziz b'fnei atzmo. For every tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this chaziz. We still haven't described what this chaziz is. So the Gemara asks, Amai chazizim, what are chazizim? Now, the literal translation of the pasuk is rain clouds. That's how it's translated in the art scroll in Zechariah. But the Gemara asks, Mai chazizim, what are these chazizim? Amar Rav Yehuda, parchos, clouds that have begun to flower. Amar Rav Yochanan, simin lamatar, parchos, a sign that rain is coming are clouds that are flowering. Mai parchos, what does that mean? Amar Rav Papa, iba klishta, tusieve siminchas. A light cloud that is found under a heavy cloud. So that's a sign that rain is going to come. Amar of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda taught, Nihila mikme mitra. There is a slight rain that comes before a harder rain, like a drizzle that comes before a bigger rain. Asi mitra, once the rain has come. Basar mitra, then there is a small rain. Pasik mitra, and that's a sign that the rain is going to stop. So it's going to drizzle, hard rain, and then a drizzle. In other words, mikme mitra, asi mitra. Before a heavy rain, there is a little bit of rain, which is a sign that rain is going to come. V'simanach, and the sign for this, maholasa. Then when it comes to sieving flour, first the thin flour comes out, and then the stronger one. The pasuk basar mitra, this part that we said that after a strong rain, the pasuk mitra, there is a small rain that indicates it's going to stop. V'simanach, and the synonym for this is charya de'iza, the excrement of a goat. First it's larger, and then it comes out smaller. Ula ikla lebavel, Ula went to Bavel chaze parchos. He saw these clouds that we described before of parchos, that a sign that it's going to rain. Amar luhu, and he told to the people in Bavel, panu mani, dehashta asi mitra, bring your stuff in that are outside because rain is going to come. Lusov lo asi mitra. In the end, rain didn't come. Amar kehecha de mishakri bavloi, hachi mishakri mitrayu. Just like the Babylonians have a tendency to lie, even their clouds lie. Because normally, that is what happens. Ula ikla de Bavel. Another story of Ula coming to Bavel. Chazim alay tzina de tamri bezuzah. He saw a basket full of dates that was being sold for only one zuz. Amar, male tzana de dusha bezuzah. If dates are only sold, that they're so cheap, that all you need is a zuz. Ubavloi loy aski baraisa. And the Babylonians still don't involve themselves in the Torah. They have so much gashmias for cheap, and they still don't involve themselves in Torah. Ultimately, Ula ate these dates, and he had pain for them. Belaila tsarua, at night, he got a stomach ache due to these dates. Amar, and then he said, Mole tzilut de sakina bezuza. Ubavloi aski baraisa. He turned it on its head. He said, for Azuz, you get so much stomach aches. It's so cheap to get a stomach ache. And nevertheless, the Babylonians are Osik in Torah. So his perception of the Anshei Bavel changed. Tanya Rabbi Lazar, I'm a call Elam Kulat. Mimeme Ukunius, who shows that the entire world drinks from the water of the large Ukunius, which presumably refers to the Atlantic Ocean. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Bereshis, after man was created, ve'ed yala min arts, v'ishkes p'nei kol adama. A cloud came up from the ground, and it watered the ground. Amar le Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Eliezer, you're right, that the Atlantic causes all of the world to drink. Rashi explains that it's mimayim shel mata v'lo mimayim shel mala, that there was a cloud that came up from the ground, and that cloud presumably came from the Ukunus. Ask Rabbi Yeshua, Amale Rabbi Yeshua, V'aloi mimeme Ukunus meluchanein. The salt of the Atlantic dominates. How could one drink that water? Amaleo, he said to Mamtikin Bav Ba'avim, it becomes sweet in the clouds. Rabbi Yeshua, Aimer, Kol Olam Kulay, Mimeim Al Yoinim Hu Shaisa. Rabbi Yeshua says it doesn't come from below, but rather the rain comes from above. Now, obviously, the significance of this, we spoke once about some of this on Hoshana Rabbah, is a little bit beyond our scope, whether to take these words literally or they have other meanings which preclude the literal meaning or complement the literal meaning. That's beyond our scope of the Daf Yomi Shiur. Yeshua says, The entire world is nourished through the waters from above. The Pasuk in Devarim says that you'll drink from the water of the heavens. You'll be tishte mayim, you'll drink water from the heavens. Elamani mekayim, aye, then what about the Pasuk in the beginning of Bereishis? Ve'ed yalim min ha'aretz, melamed shan, that says that the cloud came up from the ground. Melamed sha'anonim misgabrim ve'olim l'rakia, that the clouds go up to the heavens from the ground. U'poschim p'en kenod u'mekablim e'matar min ha'shamayim, and they accept the water that comes from above and doesn't come from below. They open up to accept like a pitcher or like a vessel. Posukim pi'en kenodim kablim mei matar. Shenemar, as the posuk in Iov says, Yazoku matar le'edo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours the rakia into the waters of the rakia, into the aid, into the clouds. Umnukavos hein kikavra. And they have the clouds, metaphorically, have holes in it like a sifter. Ubos umachshros mayim agabe karka. And that's what causes rain to fall on the ground. Shenemar, as the pasuk say, we mention this all the time. When in the brachos and the bakashos of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for water, when we bench geshem, shenemar, as the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perichov Beis says, chashras mayim avei shchokim, ve'ein bein tipa latipa elikim lo nima. And there isn't even space. The water is so thick that there's only a hairbreadth space between the water. And this brings out the point, the psukim above bring out the point that the rain is as significant as the time that God created the world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Osek dol sen cheker, uksiv anose moto al pnei aretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does great, great things, and he gives water on the ground. Uksiv la'alon, halo yidatam, lo shemato, l'keo olam Hashem, ein cheker, l'svunaso. So the pasuk over here says, we've had this drasha earlier as well in the Gemara, we had on Daf Beis, Amud Aleph, that the pasuk in Iov describes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being nosei matar al pnei kol aretz, which is equated to the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein cheker, which in Yeshayo describes the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's equated when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reenacts the rain of the Eid Yalam Min Haaretz that happened once upon a time during Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. He's really recreating the tremendous day of Kiyom Shenivru Bo Shamayim Va'aretz, which is referred to in that pasuk in Yeshayo. The Gemara continues, Keman Azal HaDechsiv. Who does this drasha follow? The pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Dalet, Mash Geharim Al Yosav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waters the mountains. V'am Reb Yochanan, what's the word? Just say Mash Geharim. What is Mal Yosav? Mal Yosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it comes from the waters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, from upstairs, which sounds like the opinion that the water comes from upstairs and not from downstairs, what we call the Mayim El Yonim. Kirebi Yoshua, that seems to be like the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua that we learned above, that Kol Olam Kulo Mimayim Hel Yonim Hushose. Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer who says Kol Olam Kulo Mimeu Kunius? What's he going to say? Kiyum the Salki Lahaslam Mashke Mali Yosef Karluhu. Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that before the waters go down to the earth, they go up there, they go Hasam, they go upstairs. Then that's called Mashka Mali Yosef Karilahu. That's considered as if it came upstairs. Dilo Temahachi, because if you're not going to say this, I'm going to have another kasha. It's going to be another difficulty. Pasuk in Devarim says, Avak va'afar min ha-shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives rain from the Yitein Hashem is matar artzcha, Zaloshan ha-pasuk Devarim chafches, min ha-shamayim, heichi mishkachasla, where will we find that's coming from upstairs? According to Rabbi Eliezer, everything is coming meuk yunius. Must be, as we had explained, Bedas Rabbi Eliezer above. Ela kimun de midli lahasam. Since first it goes upstairs, as we had learned from Rabbi Eliezer, and according to one opinion we had, that they become sweetened then in the clouds, the water become sweetened in the clouds. Kimun de midli lahasam in a shemayim karle. It's considered as if it came from the shemayim. Hachanami kimun salka lahasam al yosef karle. It's considered as if it came from upstairs. The Gemara will continue analyzing the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer on the daf for Shabbos Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem, we are going to stop over here, two lines from the bottom, on Tes Amud Beis. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the fascinating and beautiful Agaditas of Daf Tes, Maseches Tainis.